Okay, well, then I'll change the question. Let's say, just devil's advocate, let's say, because recently there has been a lot more talk than there was around the time of the Kyoto Protocol to get governments to get together. And recently, I think it was America and a bunch of other countries that had said, by 2050, we're going to move away from a completely move away from a carbon-based energy regimen. And have you heard that news? 2050, they've set a deadline for themselves, but it hasn't been ratified through Congress, hasn't been ratified through Parliament, etc. But at least the leaders of the country said 2050 is the target, we're going to get away from carbon-based energy production. Now, if that holds true for other things like, okay, well, so China, India, everybody raised their hands, okay, we're going to enforce laws that says air conditioner use and indoor climate control usage is going to be strictly controlled by the government, and everybody was on board, and that meant no air conditioner for you because China and India and everybody else is doing it, could you live more happily with the idea of not having any air conditioner in the summertime?
Yes.
Okay, so as long as everybody else is on board, yes. You're with it too?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but I would even question, though, it's a good idea, of course, but I'd even question the idea of these countries, they're not going to stop burning coal, oil, and gas to generate their electricity. They are building, obviously, nuclear power stations in those countries, and that takes away their dependency on fossil fuels. Fine, that's great, but I can't see these countries giving up on burning fossil fuels anytime soon. So by 2050, I think it's just a pipe dream. Who knows? These countries might change, and as they get richer, they might want a cleaner environment. They might want clean air, clean water. Research has shown that when a country's GDP becomes up to $15,000
per capita.
The citizens of that country start to care more about their environment and do something to clean it up. But before that target of $15,000, they actually just want to develop and screw the environment. Mm. We just want to develop and get rich, and we suffer the bad air, the dirty water, the streaming eyes, the asthma, the eczema, whatever.
I can understand that, because even on an individual level, $15,000 really isn't that much. And probably if you're below that, you're actually at poverty level, and you're thinking more about, how am I going to feed my six kids? I got to eat. So I'm not really that concerned about recycling plastic bottles at this point.
No, for a lot of families, especially, if you've got that many kids and you haven't got a great income, but you're just holding your head above water, it's really just about survival. I mean, hopefully you want your kids to have a better life, but hey, at the time, we have to live the way we're living, and we have to do what we do to survive. And the environment really comes second to survival.
And that's why I think, when I was reading what I was reading too, that it's true. If we don't do this hand in hand with changes in economic distribution systems, wealth distribution systems, population, I got to say it, control. We can't just go on the way that we are, where everybody can have 19 children like those idiots down in America with the reality TV show, thinking, oh, but my religion says that I need 18 kids. Huh? You just can't do that anymore. Now that we're going to be at 7 billion and we're not going to institute any kind of population control, we're going to create this problem even bigger, even if we did change economic and wealth distribution systems, just the numbers of people that are on the planet.
But the rate of growth of population is actually declining. But that's the rate of growth. But before you say no, it's not. The rate of growth is actually declining, but the population, of course, is still rising.
Right.
Global population is due to peak at 9 billion people. Due to peak. And after that, it's actually supposed to, according to all the experts, to slowly decline. And they're assuming, of course, that developing countries have developed. There's a change of attitude and policy in governments. And people actually, as they get richer, they don't want as many kids, etc. So the actual rate of population growth peaked, I think, in the 1970s, where the actual rate of growth was the highest in the world, globally.
Sure.
But it's actually still growing, but the rate of growth
is starting to plateau.
And when it gets to 9 billion, it will actually be the decline